The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
It's just going to be like up high.
Thank you very much for taking the time to download the Evening Show podcast from the good people. I say good. There are a lot of good people. There are a couple of wrong'uns as well. Of Radio X, George, you know what I'm talking about there?
Yes, which side of the fence am I falling on for
you?
Oh,
you're definitely a good'un.
Thank you so much.
It's like that scene in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the film, not the book.
Yeah.
Where they work out a good egg and a bad egg.
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
Veruca Salt?
Veruca Salt. She's horrid.
She's horrid. Thank you very much for listening. Producer Joe is here today because Vin is having another day off. Are we keeping tab of these days?
Yeah, I'm sure it's being noted somewhere, isn't it? I'm sure.
Better be. I'm going to go and check it out with the old people in that HR department.
Vin's been all cool. He's gone to a cool gig for some, you know, cool music.
The Oriels he went to see this week.
I thought it was Everything.
No, it's the Oriels. You just think that about every band that he goes to see. Anyway, Joe, he has been busy and we've had lots of other stuff happening, including an interview with a great man called Jerry Cinnamon.
What a ledge.
It's very rare that you get to hear from him. Seldom do you get the chance to see the lesser spotted Jerry Cinnamon.
Yeah, only comes up for very special occasions as far as I'm aware.
It's winter. Anything involving snooker, darts, singing at the Hydro and generally misbehaving, Jerry Cinnamon's involved. He came on the show. It was brilliant to speak to him. And yeah. You will need a translator, but that's why I'm here.
And, you know, spoiler alert in case you don't want to know, but there's some quite big news from him, is there not?
Yeah, massive news. He's got a tour coming up all around England. He's doing Scotland in December as well, Hogmanay as well.
Oh,
that's New Year's Eve. That will be out. Just ridiculous. Ridiculous. He's a good man, Jerry. So he's on the show. Bill Bailey as well, Joe. That's just for you. The comedian Bill Bailey.
He's fantastic.
Genius.
Yeah,
he is a genius.
Yeah.
Bill Bailey's on the show. Zootons. The Zootons are back. Who Killed the Zootons 2004? They've got an album coming out at some point next year. We managed to get that out of the interview, didn't we?
Well, it seems that way. So what?
There's a
good few songs written. So yeah, that's halfway to an album.
That's on the cards. And I tell you what else you get in the Evening Show podcast. Classic album chat. On Monday, we discussed El Camino by the mighty Black Keys. What a brilliant, brilliant album that is.
I was convinced you'd done that album already.
No, definitely not done it. Little Black Submarine is one of the best rock and roll songs for any occasion. Simple as that.
Simple. Cut and dry.
Enjoy the Evening Show podcast.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
We've got another incredible comedian in this evening. His name is Bill Bailey. All the way from Black Books to Buzzcocks, Mead and Nebworth, he's found his way into the studio. And I've got to point out, Bill, that in the grand scheme of all the guests we've had over the years, you are the most punctual we've ever had.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
That's phenomenal.
Thanks for that.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I don't like to keep people waiting. I'm very much like that with my shows as well. If my shows start a minute over time, I start to fret a little bit.
Do you?
Yeah, I like to start on time, you know, because it's comedy.
Yeah.
It's all about timing.
We just played Arctic Monkeys there, Bill.
Yes.
Would you give us your musical critique or appraisal of their abilities?
Their abilities. I very much like the Arctic Monkeys. I like the lyrical sharpness and the angular sounds that they do and the kind of the brilliant live as well. I saw them at Glastonbury actually some time ago, and it's a great combination of sharp lyrics and great tunes, I'd say.
Could you take them off on stage in some way or other?
I think I could actually. Yes.
Yeah. What route would you take?
I have. Do you know what? You say that, but I actually did perform I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor at Wembley with a Cajun band. So I'm ahead of the game, there.
Of course you did.
Yes.
Why Cajun?
Because it's one of those musical styles that I hadn't really explored very much.
Yeah.
And I found a sort of Cajun setting on my keyboard.
There's the real reason.
Yeah.
So the three reasons you're in tonight as well, Bill, you've got a big series of dates over Christmas at the Wyndham Theatre in London, which start pretty soon as well, don't they?
Yeah, it starts on Monday.
How on earth have you managed to book yourself in over Christmas with only 2 days off?
Yeah, well, there's advantages to it, you know. A great excuse to get out of a lot of the Christmas shopping, you know. And it's also... I can sort of extract myself from the whole Christmas madness build-up. But also, I like to perform in London at Christmas. There's a great atmosphere in town. You know, the place is all lit up, the lights are out, and people are usually in a good mood. And a lot of people come to the show as a kind of a Christmas do, as like a family thing. Lots of people come stay for Christmas, and so everyone comes out. So generally, it's a good time to be doing a show in the West End. People are in a good mood.
Lovely time to catch an audience, I suppose, isn't it?
It is.
You've done it before, though. Did you, eight years ago, do the same sort of stretch in the same theatre as well?
Absolutely.
Do you remember venues, Bill, when you go back?
Yeah.
Do you have enough time to soak up that part of it, or is it
definitely?
Just,
I mean, certainly if you're there for a run, which I was, as you say, last time. The Wyndham's is a great theatre. It's a lovely old theatre. It's a great position, right in the centre of town, right next to Leicester Square Tube. It's right in the kind of heart of things, and it's a good size as well for doing comedy. It's about 1,000 or so, just over. So it's quite an intimate space, but everyone can see and hear, which is great. And those theatres, a lot of Western theatres are all like this. They were designed for pretty much what stand-up is, and they were designed for vaudeville. You know, performers would stand, and they wouldn't obviously have microphones, but it meant that the acoustics meant that everyone could hear, everyone could see, and the focus is very much on the stage. So it's this particular show that I'm doing is, well, there's a lot of audience participation, a bit of banter. So
fantastic.
It's perfect.
Ready are you for it? By the time you get to this point, a couple of weeks before, are you ready to go?
I'm sort of ready.
That's so unconvincing.
If I'd be lying if I said I was, you know, I was absolutely rearing. I need a bit of prep. I have to go through the show because I've just been touring a slightly different show in Australia, and so I've had to kind of reacquaint myself with the show, which is on tour before. Yeah. But it's changed. A lot of there's new songs and new stuff in it, and I've got to try and remember it. There might be a slightly eccentric take on it the first couple of shows, but by one or two shows in, I'd have hoped it to kind of hit its stride.
They'll be the best ones, the weirdest ones.
They may well be.
Yeah.
They might be the longest or the shortest ones.
I should ask, your tickets are on sale now as well.
Yes, indeed.
How do you get your hands on them, Bill?
I think you can go to the Wyndham's Theatre.
Yes.
You just go to the box office, knock on the door, the window. Hello, don't buy tickets for Bill Bailey. Oh, yes, all right then, there you go. And it's cash only. No, I don't know. I imagine the internet would be the
best
first port call.
It's called Larks and Transit Live if you want to look up on the internet.
Absolutely, yeah.
And if you look up Bill Bailey on the internet, what do you find?
You find my website, billbailey.co.uk. You also find the pictures, obviously, of me. You probably find a recent article where it says something like Bill Bailey, I was declared dead mistakenly on the BBC website.
And other great things.
Yeah, and other things. So, you know, knock yourself out.
Knock yourself out. Now, Bill, we've very carefully selected the music around your appearance this evening.
Good.
So we've got a new song by a band called Yonica, who are excellent.
Okay.
But it's called Creature. Mm. You have to say it like that, Creature.
Creature.
But it felt appropriate for you, Bill, somehow.
Thanks
so
much.
This is Yonica and Creature for Bill Bailey.
Bring it on.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was Yonica, and the song was Creature for Bill Bailey, who's joining us on the almost the eve of an incredibly busy spell at the Wyndham Theatre. Mm. How many dates is it?
Oh, I don't know.
It's
actually
about 30, I think.
Something like that. Yeah, it's about 30 dates. It starts on the 3rd of December, and it goes all the way through to January. So I'm doing some matinees as well. That's going to be interesting.
Why did you sign up to that?
I don't know.
Speak to management about that one. There are a lot of famous gigs there, a lot of incredible shows, Wembley, things like that. What's your worst gig, though, Bill? What's the one that wakes you up in a cold sweat?
The one that wakes me up in a cold sweat is actually was in New Zealand, and I was on tour over there, and I was asked if I would perform at a private function after the show that I was doing. And it wasn't far. It was near Auckland, and I agreed to it stupidly, and with hindsight, because I didn't really know what the purpose of the evening was. It was one of those things that I just said on a whim, and it was a function in a kind of it was like a hotel function suite and everything, and this whole thing had been taken over by this I didn't even know what it was, and of course what it was a sort of a cultural sort of evening of harmony between white New Zealand population and the Maori population, right?
Well, you're the right man for that job.
Yeah, so exactly. who better than to pick me with my Maori outreach work? Anyway, so I did this song, and it was a song, and the whole basically the short version is it was a song. The evening was about racial harmony. Let's all get on, and I sang a song. Which was completely taking the mickey out of the whole notion of racial harmony. Right. You know that was like Ebony and Ivory, you know that song?
Yeah, yeah.
And I did a version called Hats Off to the Zebras, right? which is basically, and it was all like, hats off to the zebras, they're black and white, but they don't fight except for mating rights and territory, you know. And it was basically the worst possible thing I could have done. It was like me saying, you know this whole evening, right? You know, it's like two fingers up to the lot of it. Yeah, it was like, this is all nonsense. This is what I think of your stupid brain. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was singing this, and the thing was, the gig had been going well up to that point, and I started singing this song, and all I could hear was just like teacups moving around on saucers, and I was like, "Oh, what's going on here?" And then I literally left to sort of just silence, you know, just one person doing that.
Oh no!
And but of course, there's a friend of mine there, an Irish comedian called Jim Owen, and he'd been doing it as well. And my wife at the time, Chris, and she suggested I sing this song, and they were killing themselves. They thought that was best fun they'd ever seen.
Amazing. As I said to you, Bill, we chose the music very carefully tonight, so we've got some Metallica for you.
Oh, good.
Nothing Else Matters. You're a huge fan, are you not?
Well, very much so, yes.
All right, me and Bill are going to enjoy this.
Come on.
Come on, then.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
That was Metallica on Radio X. I'm Gordon Smart with the Evening Show. There's a very good reason for Metallica tonight, because Bill Bailey is here. He is, of course, a heavy metal expert beyond comedy and everything else. Mm. Lars Ulrich's a massive Anglophile. Has he been to see your shows? I'd imagine you're on his list.
I don't know, but I've, over the years, been mistaken for him on many, many occasions.
Really?
Yeah, I've actually, one of the people that sort of like get quite insistent, you know, and they say, "You're a Lars Ulrich," and I go, "No, I'm not." And they go, "Yes, yeah, you are." And they go, "No, I'm not." "Oh, yeah, you'd say that, but the Lars Ulrich would deny who he is." And eventually you have to kind of go, "Yeah, all right then, I am Lars." Okay. You know, I did perform the opening riff of Enter Sandman on the tune Car Horns, which I invited Metallica to. I would join with them for their performance at Sonosphere, and I didn't really say anything back.
They were
like, "No, we're good."
Right, Bill, you okay to stick around a little bit longer?
Yes, indeed.
That is a relief. More from Bill Bailey in just a second.
Radio X. Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
I love you all the same.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Great memories of that song. You stole the sun from my heart. Manic Street Preachers from This Is My Truth. Tell Me Yours. Nearly 20 years old. Can you believe that? Here's a little bit of news on the Manics front as well. They've announced a huge homecoming gig for next year, 2019. So James Dean Bradfield and the rest of the boys are going to be playing Cardiff Castle Saturday the 29th of June, and that is part of This Is My Truth, Tell Me Yours, their 20th anniversary tour. What a great place to come home to and play as well. I went to see the Stereophonics there a few years back. It was amazing. Even though it poured rain all the way through with it, it was a special gig. This will be the same. Not that it's raining, it'll be special. Tickets go on sale Friday the 30th of November, 9:30. That's this Friday. It's going to be really, really special, that tour. And that show should just be the icing on the cake. So it's 20-year anniversary, as I say. It's got some extra demos on that, re-release, remixes, B-sides. So the album coming and the tour. I think I'll be going along to that, don't you?
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
An awful lot of people listening in tonight to hear from the main man. He's been having an incredible time warming up for Katina's up and down the road, but he's got some news of his own tonight. But before we get into that, hello, Jerry, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. A bit rough, but I'm driving and surviving, mate. How you doing?
I'm really good, actually. I'm just back from a weekend in Scotland where you've had a bit of a decent time yourself, actually. Edinburgh on Sunday, Glasgow on Saturday. So the big question, salt or sauce, which was better, Jerry?
Both of them are class, mate. Yeah. Both of them are absolute class. I had a bit of a tough time with my monitors at the Hydro.
Hi.
I ended up having a wee bit of drama. I ended up smashing my guitar up.
No way.
Aye.
But your ears are okay. Your ears are okay, though.
My ears fine, aye. But something popped in my ear on the first song, and then I started not good enough or not. But apart from that, I think it was class, man. What a response, man.
Jerry, it looks like it's been absolutely incredible, this tour, hasn't it? So just, can you just tell me what it's been like? Because you've been off on the road now for a couple of weeks, and the footage you've been posting and the people have been sharing, it really is on a different level again.
It's mad, isn't it? But that's been happening it's been kind of happening for ages and just building up and building up. I've been trying to kind of stay out the limelight as much as I can, do you know what I mean? But this tour's, the Cortinas boys, man, I can't speak highly enough of them, man. They've been absolute diamonds.
I mean, that's the thing as well. Because they had a bit of a struggle at the beginning, you know, a lot of people didn't play them and things like that. But they have done it off their own back, haven't they? What a great partnership being away with them. And has Liam been taking you under his wing a little bit?
I was genuinely worried about it, because I don't know. Most people in music aren't the nicest people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But honestly, the rumours are true. The sound is... I'm trying not to swear here.
Have you managed to clip your wings a bit as well, Jerry? Because that's the thing, you've got to go out in front of, 10,000 people on Saturday night, for example. How hard is it to behave yourself on tour with Liam?
It's not easy, man. But I've just been bailing before. I've figured out if I just bail before they come off, you know what I mean?
That's the best way to get it.
But London, I think we'll have a wee bit of it in London.
Good man.
But you can hear my voice, man. I've been survival of it.
You just got to look after.
I'm trying not to swear, man.
You just got to look after. Now, listen, Jerry, there's a business reason. You're on the phone tonight as well. This is incredible. A lot of people asking about it. You've got your first massive tour to announce. So do you want to tell us the details then?
I've got a wee UK tour. I want to go. Belfast, Dublin, is it Newcastle?
Yep.
This is in March. Belfast, Dublin, Newcastle, Liverpool, Leeds, Oxford, Cardiff,
yep.
London, Manchester and Birmingham.
Magic, so that's
think,
March.
That.
No, that is, that's looking right to me, that's in
that
March
right,
as well. Yeah, that's right, congratulations. Just know you got that tattooed on your arm. So that's next March. And you've got Hogmanay to do before that as well, up in Edinburgh. But we can
get Dundee at all as well. I've got the Scottish dates as well.
Fantastic
Scottish
stuff.
States. And obviously the get Aberdeen. Is it Aberdeen we're playing?
I think it is.
Aberdeen, Dundee, and the 202 shows as well, and two Barra shows.
Brilliant.
And Edinburgh, New Year.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's crazy, man.
You're just realising how much work you've got lying ahead of you?
Aye. I'm going to, I don't know, start going to the gym or something.
Here's the thing as well, have you had time to sit down and write new material as well? Because I know you've got a lot of songs up your sleeve, but is there a new album on the horizon?
I can't stop writing. I can't stop it, man. I just want to get everything out. I'm building a studio just now. I'm just going to drop as much as I can. Sorting the first album, distribution and stuff.
Mm.
So everything will be up and running as of the end of the year.
Amazing.
All right. So then see build the bunny a bit higher and see how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I love that. Jerry, I'm going to play a bit of Cortinas for you right now. This is not 19 Forever. Have you been singing along to this every night?
Aye, big time, mate. That and Love That Ocean, man. What a band, man. And Zuzu as well. Shout out to Zuzu. She's amazing, man.
She's outstanding, isn't she? On the support. What a bill. What a supporting bill. Here we go. This is Cortinas on Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Jerry, can you set the scene? Where are you in the world right now?
I don't know. Where are we? Somewhere. I don't know. Lancaster or something? I don't know. I'm getting the idea. I've no slept in about a month, man. The main thing is that people are having a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people work hard. They need, I don't know, a bit of an outlet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does, get the rocks off. You know what I mean?
It seems like a release, doesn't it? HWFG's become a Jerry Cinnamon trademark as well, isn't it? I can't say
I never thought I'd be exporting that. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but...
Yeah, St Andrew's Day on Friday. How will you be celebrating with the Cortinas boys? Are you going to lead them astray?
I'm going to try and behave myself. I'm going to watch the Tyson Fury fight on the Saturday, man. I'm going to try and behave myself. I think is the last gig on Saturday?
I think so.
In London. I'm going to try and behave myself to the Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll keep it to a minimum anyway. And then on Saturday, watch Tyson Fury, man.
Now, Jerry, listen, looking back across the year, right, you did Transmit, we saw you at that. And, you know, the likes of Liam Gallagher were on there. I know you spent a bit of time with a lot of the guys that are on the bill. What's been the most surreal moment for you where somebody's come up, put their hand on your shoulder and bought you a drink?
And bought me a drink? I hate to see people, mate. I don't even hang about backstage. I like talking to the Cortinas boys backstage at Transmit. Kind of hung about with them and then I just got off. I think I was hanging about with you.
Aye, sorry about that.
Yeah. I ended up hanging about with you. Don't really hang about musicians, man. The Cortinas and Zuzu are my new, they're my muckers now, but
Right.
They're absolute diamonds, man.
Brilliant stuff.
Them, man.
Jerry, people keep asking about how well Jan away from it all, but I just keep saying the only night I've had with them, we were drinking 2-for-1 bottles of Prosecco in a travel lodge in North London.
Prosecco and whiskey? Never again, man.
Absolutely.
I can still taste it, man. It's
like a hairdresser's night out. It was grim.
Hairdresser's last night out, aye.
Listen, Jerry, it's so proud of you to see you doing so well. Keep it going, keep flying that flag. And, you know, there is a great message here as well. You can do it off your own back, can't you?
The thing is, like, not that I encourage anyone to follow the model that I've followed, but I've no label, don't want one. I've been offered all sorts, do you know what I mean? You don't need anything. Like, people are trying to, like, when the arse fell out the music scene, and when was that? When the digital revolution or whatever it is, yeah. The internet and stuff. Like, people are always talking about back in the day, oh, you need to, the power back in the hands of the musicians and stuff. Now they've got it. And now they're just trying to sell themselves online. Just do your own thing, man.
Write songs.
Just write the songs, man. That's all you need to do. Because I'm looking for it. Write the songs that, see when you're at a party or you're sitting on your Todd on your own and you're sitting with your headphones in, you're looking for that song that fills the wee gap in your, the wee space in your chest. Just try and, or in your heart, man. Write that song. Because nobody else is going to write it for you. Everything else will work out. Write the tunes.
Such a pleasure to speak to you, Jerry. Such a pleasure. Listen, keep it going.
Likewise, mate.
HWFG.
Class, man. I'll be for a beer soon, my man.
Mate. I will do, Jerry. Take care, mate. All the best. Take care.
All the best, man.
There we go. Tickets go on sale for Jerry's tour 9 o'clock on Friday. That's the 30th of November. 9 o'clock, 30th of November. Jerry's tickets. They are going to be rocking horse droppings, I can tell you.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
This is the evening show on Radio X. I'm Gordon Smart. That was the Foo Fighters there. I'm still joined by Bill Bailey. Dave Grohl is one of the best interviews I think we've ever had. Have you ever had the chance to meet him in your travels?
No, I haven't actually.
He was never on a Buzzcocks or anything?
No, I don't think he was. Well, he certainly wasn't. I mean, I probably might have left the show when he came on, but yeah. I haven't. No, we are paths have not crossed.
He's striking as kindred spirits, yeah. You two. You'd get on very well.
I think so. I've been to see them many times. In fact, the last time we went to see them, we actually made it into a bit of a trip, you know. We flew to Madrid to see them, and that was a great...
Was that in the Bullring?
It was in some weird... No, it was some kind of weird arena type thing. Yeah, and it was like... And it absolutely chucked it down with rain as well. So it was a classic, you know, outdoor gig.
We've gone to
Spain for a lovely summer's evening.
How British of you, Bill.
I know. And it lashed with rain. It was a good thunderstorm and lightning.
And before you go, would there ever be the chance of a Buzzcocks further down the line?
I don't know. You know what? We were all in the same place. Me, Mark and Phil.
Yeah.
And it sort of was like, we thought, wow, that was near. We nearly had a sort of weird reunion.
Yeah.
I don't know. I work a lot with Mark Lamar. We write together. And
I miss Mark Lamar.
Yeah. And he's, you know, we often sort of sit around and reminisce about Buzzcocks and how we, what a laugh it was. But I don't know. I don't know whether it'll happen. But if it does, I'll let you know.
Yeah. I have to ask on that subject before you go, what's the greatest Buzzcocks moment for you? What was the one that stands out?
I mean, there was many. I mean, when Preston walked out, it was a bit of a kind of that was strange
brilliant.
Moment, you know,
yeah.
Because I think the thing was, when Simon Amstell had been sort of goading him and Preston, I mean, you know, he's a nice enough lad, but I think the thing is, he'd suddenly, he'd been on the show before, and he was a kind of just, you know, a guy in a band, you know, from the Ordinary Boys, just another guy in a band, you know, which is fine, and he was kind of down to earth, and then he'd sort of got like a little bit starry, you know, and like, well, you can't talk to me like that, and when he's walked off, I knew he'd walked off for real. And everyone else was like, nah, that's just a stunt. I went, no, he's gone.
He's gone, yeah.
And so then the camera, when you look on the monitor, each seat in the Buzzcocks panel had a dedicated camera. And I looked on the monitor of the camera, there's just this empty seat. I just thought, we can't do this show with an empty seat. So I just thought, we need someone to look like him. And I just took this decision to get someone out of the audience. And this is bloke. We just went, you, oh, well, you look a bit like him. You know. And he was in the show for the rest of the show. But the thing is, it was... I mean, I didn't realise it at the time, but it kind of... It was like a lot of people wrote articles about it. Like, it was a comment on the nature of celebrity. How instantaneous fame can be. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, you, I plucked you out of the, literally, yeah, out of the crowd. You, right, oh, you're on TV. Da-da, you know, they,
and that's it.
It was a kind of a bit of, yeah, it was like a bit of theatre. So that was quite fun. That was a fun,
was a special moment.
A fun night.
I've completely forgotten to ask you about Slash Gordon. I'm writing a really lowbrow toilet book based on the pun Slash Gordon about awkward encounters in the bathroom with famous people.
And
it all started for me because I found myself beside Sean Connery in the toilet and I had to say hello.
Yes.
And he just looked at me and said, "Now it's not really the time, is it, son?" But Bill, you must have found yourself in that position, yes, a couple of times. Who's the most famous?
The most famous.
Or the most memorable?
Maybe I bumped into, in Ronnie Scott's years ago, I wasn't going into the ladies' toilets, but I was going to past the ladies' toilets, to the gents, and I literally bumped into Nina Simone. And and I was just sort of, wow, because he was performing there. And I just sort of, I almost knocked her over, and I went, oh, and she just looked at me, glared at me, you know. And I just, and I went, and I was a huge fan, and I just, I started to stutter. I just like to, you know, and she just, and she held up a finger, and she just, don't, you know that, she just, don't say a word.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, okay.
That puts a full stop on that, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, Bill, brilliant. Thanks very much for coming in. You've got the Wyndham Theatre coming up shortly, then you've got the Arena Tour next year, and don't forget the DVD as well. Bill Bailey, Limboland, dressed as an Inuit on the front as well.
Yeah, that's right, my natural habitat.
Merry Christmas, Bill.
Thank you very much for coming.
There we go. Right, let's have some Kasabian. This has got nothing to do, we didn't choose this one deliberately. You're in love with the psycho. Hope that doesn't cause any trouble at home.
Thanks very much.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
One of the finest bands of the last 15 years to come from these fine islands is joining us this evening by the method of FaceTime. I'm so excited, my glasses have started to steam up because the Zootons are back. How about that? Come on. That's a proper Scouse welcome. Now, I've got four members of the band because that is the incarnation. Now, would you like to do the honours and tell us who the Zootons returning will feature?
Me, Dave, Sean on drums, Abby on the sax, and Boyan on lead guitar.
Phenomenal. And it's just the four of you, is that right?
Yeah.
Right, phenomenal stuff. So, because I've been watching your careers very closely from afar in a really stalkerish kind of way. So, Sean, Dr. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band amongst that, and the Lightning Seeds. Yeah, Dave, you've been doing your solo stuff, hanging around with our friend Mikey Johns, misbehaving.
Yeah.
Abby, you've just been phenomenal on social media, a bit of Lightning Seeds stuff as well.
Yeah, been doing that.
And all that about Boyan as well. You've been writing, doing your bit. Well, you've been doing a bit with the Lightning Seeds as well.
Me? No. I've written a musical play. I've got this director on board. He's won Tonys and Olivier Awards. That's going to go.
Do it.
Well, that puts the rest of you to shame then, doesn't it? Nice one, Boyan. That's brilliant. Right, so this is great news. 15 years, I think, since the Zootons. 2004, the first album, is that right?
Yeah. But this is kind of gearing up to celebrate, I suppose, a bit of that, the first album.
Amazing. And Sean, tell us, you know, because I know you did a gig a couple of years ago for your late friend, which is, it was an amazing way to get back together. Was that the moment you thought, right, there might be a bit more in the Zootons yet?
Yeah, definitely. That was the moment. That's it. When everyone's asking, we're kind of trying to figure it out. And since then, we've all got a bit, just that we've never fell out, but we've all got back mates with each other and we're all a bit more in touch.
Yeah.
And so, I'm in LA, so they don't have to deal with me, so I'm just back and forth.
Keep the drummer in LA, or keep relations really good. I mean, what's that getting back together process been like? Is it been all cuddles and kisses? Has it been a good process?
It literally has been cuddles and kisses.
It's only been a couple of days, but yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it makes me feel really old, you know, the fact that it'll be 15 years next year since the album came out.
Yeah.
I mean, Who Killed the Zootons 15 years ago? Thinking back to when you first put that album out, what are the main differences? Do you feel like you're much better musicians, or does it still feel like the same energy, the same excitement when you're playing together?
I don't know. I think we're just more experienced. I don't know if we're any better as musicians.
Yeah.
We were always the best out in the first place. You know?
That's the spirit, McCabe.
Well, probably slacked off a bit since then and got a bit worse. But our enthusiasm's increased.
Yeah, what you lack in talent, make up for in enthusiasm. It's a great Scottish phrase, that one. So tell us, so you've got a tour to announce then. So it's happening next year. Is that right? We've got dates starting in March.
Yes.
Birmingham's the first.
And then we ended in Liverpool, I think it's the 5th of April. But it was just, do you know what? We just put them in to see how it would feel with the actual reality of something and seeing if that would cause us to like fall out with each other or what. And but it's I think it'd be the start of things.
What was the time for that?
hopefully it's the start of it's just like a little kick on for us that we can do new music and all that now as well.
Right, we've got more from the Zootons in just a second, but right now we're going to play one of the songs from that album, Who Killed the Zootons. This is Pressure Point.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now it's the Merseyside Derby, isn't it? Predictions?
2-0, Liverpool.
Yeah. Agreed?
3-0, Everton.
This is a bad start to band relations, isn't it? Sean, what are you saying now? You're back in Liverpool.
I'm an Evertonian, but Liverpool usually win.
We'll see what happens. So, have you had the chance to play together since you've announced this, or is this you just getting back together now?
No, we just
thought
we'd do a load of interviews.
Then you've got to do it, haven't you? Yeah.
We're locked in now.
We've got to get in the mood and see how it happens.
So what was that like? You know, I know you did the gig a couple of years ago, but when you start rehearsing together.
No, when we got in back, and when we weren't in the room for that, it just clicked.
It's like four years.
It's weird, it just clicked
when we get in the room together. It all fell back into place.
Yeah,
no drama.
Yeah. So looking at the dates, you've got March the 26th in Birmingham, all the way through Glasgow, Manchester, London, then Bristol, Nottingham, Leeds, finishing up in Liverpool in April. What about support acts then? Because I know how it works in Liverpool. There's bound to be somebody with a screwdriver in your rib saying, we're coming on tour with you. Who's on the list?
No one yet at the moment. We're just sort of getting ourselves together, and then if we see someone good...
I think Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen tribute band. That's my suggestion anyway.
I tell you what, Dave, that's worth £20 alone.
Yeah.
Looking back to 2004 as well, what's the one thing that stands out for each of you as one of the best memories?
The last Glastonbury, out of all the time.
The
last Glastonbury was pretty special.
The one in the boiler suits, wasn't it?
The first Glastonbury,
yeah.
When
we had boiler suits.
2003?
Yeah.
Four.
That was about
2004.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah,
to that
Glastonbury then, the yellow boiler suit Glastonbury.
Right, I'm going to play the Zootons and Valerie right now, and then we're going to talk about new music after that. This is the Evening Show on Radio X, and this is the Zootons.
Radio X. Gordon Smart.
Radio X. The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
This is an absolute beauty tonight. The Black Keys and El Camino. It's their 7th album. I was shocked when I saw that. Released in December 2011, which is nearly 7 years ago now. It was co-produced by the brilliant Danger Mouse and frontman Dan Auerbach. It got to number 6 in the UK, number 2 in the US, and it won Best Rock Album at the Grammys, and deservedly so. It is brilliant. A fusion of blues and rockabilly, soul and straight down-to-earth, gritty American guitar rock. If you haven't listened to it, go and get it. It's brilliant. It was recorded in Nashville, Tennessee. Of course it was. It's a country rock record. They know lots of brilliant musicians, and they all chipped in on this as well. Their previous album, Brothers, is probably their breakthrough album, but El Camino saw the Black Keys headline arenas for the first time. And by headlining arenas, they did so many gigs around the country, they nearly ended themselves. It really took its toll. The band deliberately wrote an album really quickly after Brothers to make sure they didn't burn out with exhaustion touring Brothers and to throw all their ideas into El Camino. Now, drummer Patrick Carney has said, seeing how big the shows were getting, feeling like people were paying attention, kind of made me anxious. And I think that's part of the reason the songs are so fast. I think we wanted to just muscle through it. So the lyrics on El Camino, they were written after the music, which is a slightly unusual way to go about it. They were often improvised at the microphone. Dan Auerbach said, the words had to fit in this pre-existing space. It was really confining and totally different from anything I'd done before. Please let me know your thoughts about El Camino. Love to hear from you. 83936 and at Radio X. My memories, well, I went to see them in Coachella in 2012. We saw them afterwards and they really were shattered. But when they went on stage, the whole place went absolutely bananas. They were headlining, actually. I think they were on about 11 o'clock. The sun was down and it was really special. One song you must check out, Little Black Submarine. It is amazing. What a song. I listened to it on vinyl over the weekend, and I think the vinyl version is about 12 minutes long compared to what you might hear on streaming services. So two songs for you from El Camino, two beauties, Lonely Boy and Gold on the Ceiling. Enjoy.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week.
X.
The Radio
X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week.
X.
Don't you just wish you'd written that? Amazing. Classic album, tell you, The Black Keys and El Camino from December 2011. Their seventh album, 7 years ago. You just heard Gold on the Ceiling, which was their second single, Retro Song. It's covered in old organs, gospel harmonies. The NME had a great name for it. They called it Demented Cowboy Glam Holler. Brilliant, isn't it? Before that, you heard Lonely Boy. That's the opening track and the lead single. What a great way to open an album. It won the Grammy for Best Rock Song and Best Rock Performance. Pitchfork reviewed the song and they said I had machine gun surge of Dan Auerbach's gong banging guitar. Great, isn't it? Right, listen to that in the background. It's outstanding. Little Black Submarine. Quite a lot of you getting in touch about that. Craig Poulton tonight on Twitter says he loves that as well. It was the only tune on the album the band had worked on before entering the recording studio. Dan Auerbach and Danger Mouse, they'd written the lyrics before they even started. The album title, El Camino, now that was a bit of an in-joke between the boys. If you remember the album cover, old camper van, similar to the one the band used to tour in their early days. But they decided to name the album after the flash muscle car, the El Camino. There was also a little bit of a debate because it really meant the road in Spanish. But they played with people. It's not really an El Camino on the front cover. What a car though. Brilliant stuff. Loads of messages from you tonight as well. Casey Dunning's been in touch. Hell of a Season is the best tune on El Camino. Great tune. BYP on Twitter as well. Rubber Factory is the one. D. Still need to see the Black Keys live. El Camino is amazing. Lucy Howarth's been in touch. I saw them play Manchester Apollo on the El Camino tour. Still one of my favourite gigs, supported by Band of Skulls. Again, absolutely amazing. Little Black Submarine is one of my favourite tracks. What a song. Thank you, Lucy. Daniel as well. Danny's been in touch. He says, El Camino is by far the greatest Black Keys album. Fast-paced, rocky, full of great riffs. What's not to love? My highlights are Run Right Back and Mind the Razor. Brilliant stuff, Daniel. Thank you very much for those messages. How about that tonight? Brilliant memories. Joe in the studio tonight as well. Joe Sullivan, he used to drive from Liverpool to London listening to that. He knows it inside out. Brilliant stuff. Right, join me for another classic album next Monday night.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That's the Zootons, Valerie on Radio X. This is the Evening Show and the beautiful four members of the band getting back together for a tour next year are in front of me right now and they look phenomenal. Time has been kind to them, I can tell you that. Very kind.
I'm up for guest list,
aren't you? I am, yeah, definitely. Definitely on that guest list. Now, talking about Valerie, I mean, that song has taken on a life of its own, hasn't it, in the last 15 years? Dave, I mean, you must have heard that played in some really unusual places and felt incredibly proud. What's the weirdest?
I get it sent to me phone quite often of like bands doing it in bars, and the last one I got sent was really like bad, but it wasn't bad. It was just the way he done it. He sang it. I'm not gonna sing it, but it was just really bad. But yeah, that's kind of like, as long as someone's playing it, it keeps the Zoom alive, I suppose.
Yeah, and the money dropping through the letterbox.
I don't know if you get money from someone doing it in a club.
You should do. Right, we will be back in a second with more chat from the Zootons.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Normally when the band's coming, we're not going to talk about the amazing gigs you've played, the huge festival shows. I want to know about the worst gig in the Zootons' history. Is there one that wakes you up in the middle of the night?
John was being a bit of a wally on the drums. I went to retaliate again.
No, the one of the worst.
Even apologised after the gig.
Did they?
Yeah.
Sean apologised.
Where was the gig? Where was that with Dave?
In Japan. We got run in Pittsburgh once, and some fella at the front just looked at Dave and went,
"Look at his pants, man." That's
what he said. Thumbs down. Now, Boyan, Sean just mentioned a second ago that there's hopefully going to be some new music. Is that something you've been tucking away, a little bit of the odd riff here and there that you can add into the melting pot for a new album?
Dave's got a bit of a back catalogue, so that's the end goal, is to get it.
I've got about
done.
7.5 new good songs and about...
No, Dave, it's a back catalogue, right?
15 that aren't very good, but there might be a couple of bits in.
Yeah.
I was speaking
to a band the other day, and they said to get an album, you really need to have 100 songs, of which 15 are good enough.
Who said that?
So that's seven. And, so we can say now 7.5 songs ready to go.
Yeah.
And Dave, what is the dream then? So after you do the tour, maybe when you're touring, to play some of the new stuff.
I want to put my own band together, the Dave McCabe Zoot on. We're going to be playing.
Just going to take
São Paulo, Mexico City.
That's got to be.
We have new music though. There is plans to put like something out anyway, but yeah, we just one step at a time.
So Sean, how's this going to work with you living in LA? Are you going to be coming back for 6 months for the tax man?
Yeah, that's the reason. Yeah. We just sort of probably send stuff back and forth. These will come over and see me, and I'll make little trips back over there as well.
Yeah.
It should be. I don't know, who knows, but I think it'll work out all right.
Ah, fantastic stuff. Well, listen, it's great to see you again. Who Killed the Zootons? 15 years old. Does that make you feel old as me?
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 38.
I'm 37, so mate, nearly.
There's no grey in that beard, though, is there?
No, there isn't, though.
Just wait until June next year, my friend.
It's like purple by the time I see you.
Well, when you see you in March, we'll count how many grey hairs there are in March. But listen, all the best with it. It's phenomenal to have you back.
Cheers.
Phenomenal. Thanks. It's been too long, though. You should have done it earlier. We'll see you soon. The Zootons, goodbye.
Nice one.
Ah, we love them. The Zootons are back. Phenomenal news. Who Killed the Zootons? 15th anniversary next year, and they're off on tour, and it will be phenomenal. Radio X.